Back in on the Gabe Kuntz on 92.9 FM ESPN. And joining me in studio is Associate Executive Director of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. That would be Harold Grader on X at Harold Grader. And we have an announcement to make. I think it's made the rounds for the most part. But if you have not seen the date and the time for the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, it is now released. And we have Friday, December 27th. And it is at 6 p.m.
O'clock.
That's beautiful.
Gabe, thanks for having me on.
Of course.
We're fired up about it. We think it's awesome. Again, from a TV perspective, that's 7 o'clock in the East.
Standalone prime
4
time.
4 in the West, prime time. And, you know, it's been a while since we've had a game in that time slot. I don't think we've ever have had a Friday night game in prime time. And where do you want to be on a Friday night, right? A party.
Right.
And we're going to throw a party.
There's the TV, too. Throw it up there if you're not there.
We are going to be throwing a party, Friday Night Lights, at the AutoZone Liberty Bowl this year. So we're excited about it again. Friday the 27th, 6 o'clock. And, again, we're off to the races, and we're excited about it. We hopefully the community will be, too.
So let's talk through that 27th date. What are the bowl games we're looking at that you'll be – you won't be running alongside any because you'll have that primetime slot, but what are the early games, late games?
Yeah, and Gabe, obviously television and ESPN is a huge piece of the puzzle for us. And AutoZone, our title sponsor, full day of football, and we can get – we can do a deep dive into the full schedule of bowl season, but on the 27th, first game of the day will be the Armed Forces Bowl or the Birmingham Bowl.
Okay.
They're going to play that by ear. I'm guessing they're going to make that time determination based on who the matchups are in those games, but it will either be Armed Forces in Fort Worth or the Birmingham Bowl, whichever one is the 11 o'clock Central game. Followed by a 2:30 Central game. They'll figure that out.
Which is what the time was for y'all last year.
Yes. So either one of those games will be our actual lead-in. Those will be the first two games of the day there on Friday. Then we're spot up at 6 o'clock Central, and then we will be the lead-in to the Las Vegas Bowl, who will close out the day at around 9:30 late on that Friday night. So a full day of football on ESPN, and from the TV perspective, again, Gabe, you touched on this. No other competition on an ESPN platform. Now, the one bowl game that has not been scheduled yet, and it's on Fox, is the Holiday Bowl.
Right.
Now, could they come up against us? We hope not, but it's a possibility. But on the things that ESPN can control, and that's a lot in postseason, which is basically everything but the Holiday Bowl, we have no other television competition, and that's great for the bowl, for our brand, for AutoZone, for the two schools playing in the game. The whole country will be watching and focused on the AutoZone Liberty Bowl that night.
When have y'all had a Friday primetime slot? Is that, is, I mean,
this is year 66 for us, Gabe, and we think looking back that this is a first for us.
This is a first.
To be that late on a Friday. We've played on Fridays before, but never this late on the clock. So, again, we're excited about the opportunity that that presents us to really showcase our city, showcase St. Jude, showcase these what we expect to be two great football teams.
Now, what changed? Like, when you talk to your TV partners, what changed to put them in, put you guys in that slot?
Well, you know, traditionally, we have delivered a really good number.
And last year was a great number.
For ESPN. So, thankfully, they think very highly of us and the product that we have and the teams that we bring to the table and the product that we bring to the table. Now, last year, it was Iowa State-Memphis. It was not our traditional SEC Big 12 game, but it's still the Tigers and that football team last year, a very entertaining game as we had in last year's edition of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. You know, from a television entertainment perspective, we have been delivering really good entertaining football games, really good TV numbers, and when ESPN starts plotting in the bowl games, traditionally, and they showed it again this year, they, again, think very highly of us and put us in a very advantageous position, a prime spot, not just prime time, but prime, And again, that's a credit to all of us.
Yes.
At the bowl game, the sponsors, the community who make all of this happen every December. So I think we all collectively should take a lot of pride
100%
in where ESPN put us this year.
Yes, and I'll say that. You'd look at those ratings, you saw it, and then the ESPN said, hey, you know, it makes a whole lot of sense. Friday, everybody getting off work, 6 p.m., let's go make it happen, especially after the ratings you got last year and you continue to get. Now, one thing I always say to people, just like, and I Joe Theismann on Sunday, when he was getting the Distinguished Citizen Award, put this out there as well. With the potential, what we've seen around the country, the losing of tradition, I think, in a lot of ways, in college football and college athletics, and the loss of tradition maybe in bowl season, we have a Premier Bowl that has never lost its tradition, and its ties to St. Jude, ties to AutoZone, ties to the corporate sponsors, ties to the city of Memphis. It is a staple every single year. Not a lot of cities can really say that these days.
No, it's dwindling.
It's smaller and smaller.
And, you know, we hang our hat on history, tradition. Not that we're a bunch of old fogies and want to live off the past, but they're part of the romance, I would say, to use that phrase or use that word, with college football is the history, tradition, and things that you have done with your family, friends over the decades. That's what makes college football special, at least from my vantage point. And at the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, again, we're the seventh oldest game.
Yep.
Started in 1959 in Philly, have been a part of this Memphis community since 1965, and we're a part of the DNA of our community, and we're proud to say that. Again, not to always look back, but we're looking forward as well and build the future on the past. And we're proud of the history and the tradition that we have. And again, the Liberty Bowl brand, the AutoZone Liberty Bowl brand, and that history and that tradition means a lot to the schools. And just to take this another step, looking down the road of what college post-game or post-season will look like. We don't know what that's going to look like starting in 2026. All of the changes we've talked about, expansion of the playoff and teams moving and all that stuff, that is set for 24 and 25. What post-season college football will look like in 26 is yet to be determined. But I give you that preface to say I was in Destin last week at the SEC spring meetings, and that came up in conversation with coaches and ADs of, we don't know what the world is going to look like postseason in 26 and beyond, but to a man, every coach and every AD I talk to, talking about where does the AutoZone Liberty Bowl fit into that ecosystem, they all referenced history, tradition. We've been a part of the SEC since the very first Liberty Bowl game back in 1959 with Alabama. So these folks who, like us, live it, breathe it, eat it, you know, every day. You know, our careers are at stake here. But we all know that this football game and what we all, again, collectively have grown it into, it means a lot to people at the SEC. We know it means a lot to folks here in our community, and which we are all appreciative of. So that history and that tradition, not that you want to stay in the past, no, but you build off of it. And that's what we try to do each and every year. And looking forward down the road to what postseason will look like, we expect it will build off our history and tradition, because there is a lot of appreciation and reverence to what we have done over the previous 65. And then edition 66, as we're talking about today, comes up on December 27th.
Yep, talking with Associate Executive Director of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, Harold Grader, on X at Harold Grader. The announcement that you definitely need to know, December 27th, Friday, December 27th, 6 p.m. primetime slot is when the 66th edition of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl will be played. Now, you said you were at SEC spring meeting, so I want to break into this. It was kind of quiet as opposed to, you know, the past couple of years, because we had a lot, you know, the schedule and Texas and Oklahoma and all that stuff. But one thing I did notice from SEC spring meeting, seeing some of the pressers and press availability, a lot of those coaches are just tired of talking about the money. They're tired of talking about how the way the money's moving and fielding questions about that. They want to get to ball. And that's my sense that I get from their tones and having to answer all these questions.
Yes, but they can't avoid it.
Yes.
But Gabe, that is the first question. the second question, the third question, and the fourth question.
But they also can't control it.
That they're all asked from the media. Because that's the number one issue facing college football, college
right.
athletics, NIL. And then we're talking
about the
revenue sharing of the House case settlement. And what's that going to look like? So one of the reasons, to borrow your phrase and your question, of there wasn't a whole lot there because there are more unanswered questions than answered questions. And they're all, whether you're an AD or a head coach, you're seeking those answers. You know, tell us what the rules are. Tell us what the guidelines are. What are we doing? What's the timeline? What's the parameters of all of this? More unanswered questions than answered questions. But they all have to deal with it. They'll figure
right.
as more than one AD said to me, is this a challenge? Is it a pain in the neck? Yes, but it's our reality. We have to deal with our reality. We will figure it out. Will it come overnight? No, but we'll figure it out and get on to ball.
But
what's happening on the field and on the court.
Based on the tone I see, like the one thing that I talked to Mike Norvell about this a couple
yeah.
weeks, I think it was last week. But like they don't have control over it really. They
are waiting and seeing
and they have to field these questions that, you know, talking about timelines and what it's gonna look like, and they're like, I don't know. As much as you want me to have an inside course and understand the ins and outs of how the House settlement is going to affect revenue sharing, I have no earthly idea what this is gonna look like in 2 years.
And from a head coach's perspective, and I talked to just about everybody in the league last week, it's something that obviously they have to deal with.
Yeah.
It is a challenge. They would prefer to talk ball.
Yeah.
But at every turn, whatever the topic, whatever the challenge, whatever the issue, somehow, some way, it is founded on the economics of college athletics and all of these things that you just listed.
Yep.
I'm not going to say they're frustrated by it, again, because maybe that may be one way to put it, Gabe, and I don't know how Mike phrased it with you or his tone, but it is an onslaught, an avalanche of
yes.
issues that these head coaches are having to deal with, whether it's the NIL, the revenue share, paying of players, transfer portal. If you're the head coach, more so now than ever, and I mean ever,
yeah.
their job each and every day as the head coach has nothing to do with going into a meeting room and drawing up X's and O's.
Yes.
It's all about running this business.
Yep.
And it is a business.
Yes.
And whether it's – and a lot of these schools now – and I was with Keith Carter again from Ole Miss a couple of nights ago. They were in town on a Road Rebel tour. And it's the issue of these coaches, football organizations now are like NFL franchises.
Yeah.
Ole Miss.
They have GMs. Right.
Exactly. And Keith mentioned their GM, Billy Glasscock, is and I looked at it and said, your football program is just like an NFL team. He said, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it has to work.
For the most part, yeah.
And that they have personnel decisions they have to make.
So much dealing each and every day of roster management. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's out there for us to potentially bring into our program? And Lane said it to the audience the other night. Do I like NIL? No. Do I like transfer portal? No. But no one has benefited more than I have from it.
Yes.
And, kudos to him. But again, it's just a different world. And whether you're a coach, an AD, a bowl guy, or just a fan, you learn to deal with it and what it is.
And here's the other thing about this year that will be different for the AutoZone Liberty. Well, you have great conference partnerships with the SEC and the Big 12. You have potential for a change up from the norm. You have different teams
absolutely.
That get involved. You have
absolutely.
Colorado and Utah and everything
yep.
else.
Yeah.
They're in the Big 12. You have Texas. You have Oklahoma. And I know that we've seen that in the past, but Texas and Oklahoma get added to the SEC. There's a bigger talent pool, bigger
absolutely.
Team pool to pick
from. And we're excited about that. On the Big 12 side, With our contract with the Big 12, just to remind folks, there is a selection order, a pecking order. We have the fourth choice of the Big 12 teams when it gets to us. And last year they added BYU, Houston, Cincinnati, UCF. This year, you mentioned them. I don't know if you didn't mention them all, but the four new into the Big 12 this year, Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, Utah. Now, all but Arizona and Arizona State have played in our game at one time or another. Right. But your point is some new opportunities there. And we'll see how all that plays out. And then on the SEC side, we're a part, not to get too convoluted, but we're in a pool with five other games. Ultimately, the SEC tells us what team we're going to have.
Yeah.
But, you know, the two newbies, Texas and OU, and I had a chance to spend some time with Trev Alberts, the new AD at A&M last week, and their new coach, Mike Elko.
Yep.
Had a chance to visit with, and they're at A&M, new folks at A&M. Oklahoma had a chance to visit with, not that we didn't already know them before, but the folks from Texas and OU. Now, you take a step back, you know, I think my view is, anyway, don't know how you assess it, but I expect Texas to certainly be in the mix for the 12-team playoff.
I think they'll be
I think they're going to be
right
really, really good. And if they're not there, something I think has gone drastically off the rails. OU, I think they still have some. They're better than they were a year ago.
New quarterback.
I think they could very realistically be a team that we can have some conversations with. And when I visited with the OU folks, you know, people always ask me, you know, when you're in May, June, July, you know, what as a bowl guy, what do you say to the schools? You say, we hope you go 12-0. If you don't, and you're down in our neighborhood, maybe there's an opportunity for a conversation. And I broached the topic with the folks from OU last week with that very statement. Hey, we hope you go undefeated. If not, let's see how the season plays out. Maybe there's an opportunity for OU to play in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl this year. We'll see. But going back to your point, your question, some new opportunities there on both sides of our matchup in the SEC and the Big 12. And, look, don't want to wish the summer away, but we know it'll be here before we know it. Now that we've gotten through the spring meetings, media days are coming up for all the conferences in July. The SEC media days will be in Dallas. Just happens to be the same time as the Major League Baseball All-Star Game will be played in Arlington. And BYU, they're going to have their media days out in Vegas.
Okay.
So it's all right around the corner. And then you get through those media days, it's the start of camp, and then obviously the start of the season right around the corner.
Yep. Now the 66 AutoZone Liberty Bowl will be in prime time Friday, December 27th. At 6 p.m., of course, televised on ESPN. You can go check out the full press release. But we need to talk about tickets. What about tickets?
Oh, you can call us at the world headquarters of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, 795-7700, or go online to Ticketmaster.com. If you want a ticket today, hopefully more than just one.
Yes.
We're ready to take your order and get them early and circle December 27th, 6 o'clock on your calendar.
What else Looking are you doing when you get off work on a
Well,
Friday.
Exactly. And for a lot of folks, some people might have to work the 30th and the 31st the following week, but we're looking at the calendar as we think, the 27th starts the New Year's holiday weekend, and what better way than to come to the AutoZone Liberty Bowl on that Friday night to get things rolling.
That's beautiful stuff.
We're looking forward to it.
I'm excited for it. Harold, I appreciate it,
Gabe,
though.
Thank you, my friend.
Harold Grader is the Associate Executive Director of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. He is on X at Harold Grader. But make sure you go check out those tickets because the AutoZone Liberty Bowl will be played in primetime Friday, December 27th at 6 p.m. televised on ESPN as well. But